18th of 2018 in the parking lot of the Deluxe Inn in Wichita. The judge also ordered Bentley to pay $760 for Jerome's funeral, as well as $500 in expenses to the victim's son, who traveled from Iowa after learning of his father's murder. Law enforcement authorities in southwest Kansas seeking the public's help to identify a suspected arsonist in Finney County. Authorities say someone set hay bales on fire north of Garden City from Jenny Barker Road to Big Low Road. Anyone with possible information is asked to contact 911. Mid-America Network News. If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. The government's latest crop snapshot shows that the Kansas winter wheat harvest is running a bit slower than usual for this time of year. The National Ag Statistics Service reported yesterday about 41% of the state's wheat has been cut. That's behind both the 44% at this time last year and the 48% five-year average for the state. The report reflects crop conditions as of Sunday and comes amid recent rains that have kept many combines out of the fields. The agency also reported about 83% of the winter wheat had already matured statewide. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reporting 222 cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant in Kansas. That's up 68 from Friday. In the time frame of Friday to Monday, there were three more deaths linked to COVID-19 in the state and 29 new hospitalizations. A total of 347 people tested positive from Friday to yesterday, and 38.6% of Kansans are fully vaccinated. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A high-ranking California police official has been nominated to serve as the next police chief in Lincoln, Nebraska, making her the city's first female chief and the first who is openly gay. Mayor Larian Gaylor Baird says she selected 55-year-old Teresa Ewins, who's a commander with the San Francisco Police Department. Ewins was one of four finalists who was chosen from a field of 31 applicants. The state of Nebraska formally ending its coronavirus emergency this week, even though rural parts of the state continue to lag larger cities in vaccinations. Governor Pete Ricketts says he'll let the state's current virus emergency expire as scheduled tomorrow, along with its remaining social distancing guidelines that were made mandatory earlier in the pandemic. Ricketts says he also expects all schools to be open for in-person learning this fall without imposing any mask or vaccination requirements. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the Public Works Administrator an estimate that 7,500 feet of county roads leading into towns and cities could use dust control at a cost of $1 or more per foot. They suggested use of road gravel might eliminate some of the dust, and they try this approach first. Approval was given for purchase of two new belly dump trailers at a cost of $78,000. Agency on Aging was granted permission to add Wymore as a transportation stop for an out-of-county charge of $25. Commissioners met with the county health nurse and David Vermetten to discuss structural repairs for the health department building, asking that they coordinate with potential contractors to review and submit bids for repair of the building. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaefer expressed concern regarding demolition of buildings on the east end of the block, asking if this would or could cause more issues. Vermetten said there are guidelines that should be followed on that demolition to prevent structure damage to any adjoining buildings. A demolition timeline is not available at this time. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week approved a proposal from Ron Newts to develop and place a 10-by-10-foot brick monument on the courthouse square dedicated to the service of Washington County native Mark Newts. The Horse Soldier Monument will honor Newts and the special forces that he led following 9/11. The 12-member team fought the Taliban in Afghanistan and is considered the most successful unconventional warfare campaign in modern history. Mark Newts graduated from Washington High School in 1987. Washington County Economic Development Group recently hosted their annual meeting at Palmer with comments from Board Chair Dustin Ruggie, as well as representatives of North Central Regional Planning. They've helped coordinate and acquire financing for some $13 million in projects this last year, including housing rehab, water and sewer projects. They spoke of resources available for local governmental entities as well as private businesses. For information on Washington County Economic Development, contact John Bruna, who serves part-time as director for the group. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the road and bridge supervisor, who's been working with the county attorney to get two portions of road closed in the county where a bridge is no longer passable. A public hearing on the matter is scheduled July 12th at noon. Commissioners rescinded the COVID-19 disaster declaration, which was issued last August. Following an executive session, a resolution was passed unanimously reappointing Betty Rader as the Nemahal County Appraiser for a term of 4 years through June of 2025 at a salary of $60,000 per year. The public health alert at Big Indian Reservoir in Southern Gage County has been lifted after tests reveal the toxic blue-green algae levels are well below accepted limits. The alert, issued recently, limited public exposure and closed swimming temporarily. Full use of the lake facilities are now open again. The Gage County Historical Society opened a temporary exhibit this past weekend highlighting the museum's 50-year history. Firm Foundations touches on the Historical Society organization and operations and will be on display through September. Donna D. Tiemann, age 86, of Pawnee City, passed away June 21st. Private family burial at a later date at the Pawnee City Cemetery, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Donna Tiemann. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger gravy on mashed potatoes, peas and apple rings. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, noodles, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Slow. slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Join Blue Rapids for a sesquicentennial celebration, 150+1, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Blue Rapids Library will share tales of Blue Rapids Friday afternoon. And Square Cruisin' is back Friday night. Tune Key and D-Wise, we join the fun with another Friday Night Live, and a drive-in movie on the square will follow. Saturday starts with a community breakfast, 10 a.m. parade, Central Branch rail rides, and free hot dogs on the square at noon. Blue Rapids alumni and friends invited to gather at the museum Saturday evening, July 3rd. Sunday afternoon, the museum will be open again. Join reenactors in the Hot Club of Cowtown Jam on the square Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Blue Rapids firemen will host a barbecue that evening at the 4-H building, followed by kids' games, duck race, a free concert with Hot Club of Cowtown live at 7:30, cake and Cole Hall ice cream, followed by fireworks at 10. Celebrate the sesquicentennial and Blue Rapids Independence Weekend. Full schedule of events online on their Facebook page, Blue Rapids 150th Celebration.
Ashley Home Store, the number one selling furniture brand in North America, has a huge selection of name brand furniture and mattresses in stock. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door on all items over $299 within 100 miles and Ashley Direct pricing. Browse over 2,000 items on display in the showroom. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this frontal boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, heading into the northern parts of the United States, still bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into this Tuesday, continuing into tonight. We'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on as we head into tomorrow, lingering into Thursday before finally things start moving. We'll see the system move out. High pressure system moves in as we head into Friday and into the holiday weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will range in the upper 70s to the lower 80s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, mid 80s, and tomorrow night clouds. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 90. Record high on this date, 109. The average low 67, the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. 70 with overcast skies this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 29th of June. Key and DY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't miss out. Footloose Dance Studio is enrolling for fall classes now, ages 3 to 18, in tap, jazz, ballet, lyrical, and hip-hop. Turn in your enrollment sheets today or call Denise at 562-8297 with Footloose Dance Studio.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Don't count the clips out just yet. And the Lightning draw first blood in the Stanley Cup. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On the brink of elimination, once again, Paul George made sure the Clippers wouldn't go out without a fight in Game 5 of the NBA's Western Conference Final.
PG from left to right with 28 points. Gets a screen from Cousins, top of the key. Driving left, stepping back, straight away three. He buries it.
The call on KLAC. George set a new playoff career high with 41 points. The Clips used a 10-2 run down the stretch to pull away for a 116-102 win over the Suns, narrowing the Phoenix lead to 3-2. Stanley Cup Final, the Lightning's Nikita Kucherov joined some elite company in Game 1.
One for Kucherov, high slot, holds, shoots, score! Kucherov!
on WFLA with a pair of goals and an assist. Kucherov joined Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux as the only players to score 30-plus points in consecutive postseasons. Tampa routed the Canadiens 5-1. On the Diamonds, needing just one run to retake the lead, the Brewers instead put together one of their most productive innings in recent memory.
And the pitch. Swing and a drive in the left center and deep. Way back. Get up. Get up. Get out of here. Gone.
On WTMJ, Willie Adames and Keston Hira each hit three-run homers as part of a 10-run eighth for the Brew Crew. Milwaukee pounded the reeling Cubs 14-4 for their sixth straight win. Chicago's now dropped four straight since their combined no-hitter of the Dodgers last week Thursday. Former Cub Kyle Schwarber continues to give opposing pitchers headaches.
First inning two-run homer and a swing and a drive. Deep right center field. Way back. Going, going. Here's gone. Goodbye.
On WJFK, Schwarber homered two more times to become the first player in Major League history to hit 15 long balls in a 17-day span. The Nationals topped the Mets 8-4 to return to the 500 mark. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at landall.com/careers. Or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday denied a petition to review California's Proposition 12. The denial was included in a batch of announcement by the Supreme Court. Earlier in the month, the North American Meat Institute supported its petition, stating the law provides no benefit to consumers and increases breeding sow mortality. The Meat Institute filed the petition in February, challenging the constitutionality of California's Prop 12, the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative. In March, 20 state attorneys general filed a brief in the Supreme Court supporting the petition. The California law establishes minimum space requirements based on square feet for calves raised for veal, breeding pigs, and egg-laying hens, and bans the sale of animals confined to areas below minimum square feet requirements. The primary issue raised by NAMI and states is that the law extends to producers located outside of California, imposing crushing burdens on out-of-state farmers and producers who have no political voice to shape the regulation. Top Republican leaders in the House warn that the EPA may be returning to the Obama-era waters of the U.S. definition. In a letter to USDA Administrator Michael Regan, the members outlined their concerns regarding the intention to rewrite the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. The members said, with all the other crises confronting the nation, it makes little sense to unravel a final rule that has taken decades of agency action, litigation, and legislation to settle. They urged the EPA and the Army Corps not to ignore the input of the general public, small businesses, federal and state agencies, and the rest of the regulated community to create another rule that provides less regulatory certainty than the involved stakeholders. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Harvest is over for 2021, and we're happy with the results there. We've already told you about that. Now what do we do as farmers? Well, I've got a special guest who can help us make that decision, Tom Clayman. He's the guy that owns Kaufman Seed Company in Yoder, Kansas, and you're selling seed, Tom, I'm sure.
We love selling seed.
Well, I got to tell you, we don't know what seed to buy because we thought we had a hot deal with soybeans. They were $15, $16. We had the largest drop in the soybean price in the history of this country last week.
Wasn't any fun.
Over a dollar a bushel down. Now that'll get your head to cracking. Should we plant soybeans?
Soybeans are still a good option.
There's still money to be made with soybeans at this point in time. Kind of depends on what kind of weed pressure you have on your farm and where you need to head for from that standpoint. I'll also mention grain sorghum is an important factor to be looking at also this year. But on the soybean side, you got the all-new ExtendFlex beans out. You're protected both ways. You can use Liberty. You can use Dicamba. But you got to remember your cutoff date for Dicamba is coming up very, very quickly if you still choose to use that. But put some pressure back on the weeds and get yourself back in line.
Well, what I did just a day or two ago is I bought soybeans from you and I got them planted. They're going to, nice rain on them, they're going to come up nice. But weeds.
Weeds is always a problem. You know, going back using some of the new herbicides we got, especially looking at Liberty from that standpoint on the ExtendFlex, you've got a lot of options here that we traditionally have not used in this part of the world. Just be very, very cautious. Humidity is important with that particular herbicide and to getting it sprayed a little bit quicker.
That's the story of the farmer. If you can make a buck, get her planted, even if it's the fence row. See you on the next Techline Report. Thank you, Tom Clayman.
Thank you.
To grab your keys and hit the road this summer, make your first stop Rusty Eck Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 6/30/21.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
You may recall the days of Kodak film and the flash cube. And even though technology has changed it all, we still appreciate the camera. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 29th, the 180th day of the year. Happy birthday wishes go out to comedian and actor Richard Lewis. And on this day in 2007, the first Apple iPhone went on sale. It had a 2-megapixel camera. Did you know that cameras were around before actual photography? The use of a lens dates back to the 1500s, and the first permanent photograph was taken by a Frenchman in 1826. Cameras were then heavy, bulky items. In fact, one of the first cameras weighed 900 pounds and could only take one picture. Now they can be smaller than the tip of a pen. And with the invention of smartphone cameras, people are taking more pictures than ever. At last count, 1.2 trillion digital photos every year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 70 with a cloudy overcast. Highs forecast around 80 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Baseball. Hunter Renfroe homered twice, the second to break a sixth-inning tie as the Red Sox rallied from a four-run deficit to beat the Kansas City Royals 6-5. The victory yesterday was Boston's fourth straight following a three-game sweep of the New York Yankees. It was also the team's major league leading 26th come-from-behind win. It was the first of four games as the series with the Kansas City Royals at the Boston Red Sox continues today. First pitch this evening at 6:10. Other baseball action, after taking 5 of 6 in Midland, Texas, the Wichita Wind Surge continues the second leg of their southern trek. They'll face off today with Amarillo. Back to the Royals, Salvador Perez is a step closer to being named to his 7th All-Star roster. MLB announced yesterday the catcher came in 3rd overall in the first round of voting. Only two other players received more votes. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
I was sitting outside in the front yard, lawn chair, kiddie pool, soaking up the sun. Old man walks by and said, we got this thing called ambition. Why don't you buy a suit and go and get you some light? Some pink in my color. Next door, the lady says, why you always laying around? Fine young man like you should be married with some children. Standing by all these honeys running in and out like.
guitar. Got a guitar on my back, and I'm standing on this lonesome railroad track. Trains are coming, it'll be here for too long, but I don't think I can stop it with a song. Girl, that's kind of the way I'm feeling. Trying to stop your leaving. Got a pebble, got a pebble in my hand, and I toss it out.